Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Appreciate the work again from Seth Tollefson, our KNZA studio producer. Tonight, you hear him on the mornings as well on your drive to work, wherever you might be going. Appreciate the hard work tonight alongside Crittenden Prophet Brendan Sadman with you, getting you set for match number two here at Pleasant Ridge tonight. The Rams with a nice four straight point run at the end of set two to secure a match one victory in straight sets over Horton. Again, the final there, 25-12 and 25-23. KP, real quick, Morehill Mount Academy, we get a first crack at the Ravens here tonight. They have just been solid over the last few years. 27 wins last season. They're 13-7 so far here in 2025. Middle of the pack in the Northeast Kansas League, but Capri Keckner, Zizwani Miller, these are just a couple of the girls. Caitlin Folsom as well. A lot of experience on this Ravens team, and they have been just very quality over the last few seasons, and once again here so in 2025.
Yeah, if we're going to preview anything about this game, we got to look back to the last game that Horton just played. Again, they allowed 9 players to score from Pleasant Ridge. If Mar Hill Mount Academy wants to get on top of this game, they got to be able to distribute just as many all of the kinds of players there on their team. They able to get themselves involved. Same thing, bump sets, like fundamental things. Doing great job up front blocking, being aggressive at the net. It's going to get this Mar Hill team early going against Horton. Horton, again, hasn't lost Pleasant Ridge this year until now, and now also never lost Mar Hill this year. Essentially up until now, again, Mar Hill just maybe trying to take over some of those mistakes we saw from Horton, but Horton cleaned them up at the end of that second set against Pleasant Ridge, so we might be seeing a little more of a competitive style here between the two teams.
The Chargers with a record now of 12-12 after the loss to P. Ridge. The Ravens come into this first matchup for them tonight, a record of 13-7. We'll step aside for a final timeout. The second matchup here from Pleasant Ridge High School coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at Pleasant Ridge High School, all the Rams. We got Horton and Morehill Mouth Academy. Match number two, KPBC, Seth Tollefson in studio, moments away from the first serve. First crack, we'll see the Ravens here tonight again, 13 wins and 7 losses. Horton trying to fight back after kind of letting that second set slip away from him against the Rams. Had that opportunity up multiple points late. But again, the Rams, 4 consecutive points to win it 25-23, sweep it up, and await their matchup with Moore Hill in the final tilt here later on this evening. But again, this Moore Hill team, 13-7. They got some quality all-league players on their roster. Two teams actually played last week, and this is the first time that Horton has played since last week. They were at Moore Hill, in which they beat the Ravens in straight sets. They also beat Valley Falls in 3 sets as well. So these two teams saw each other a week ago to the point, and we'll get another crack here. Non-league matchup between these two keys for the second matchup tonight.
I'll tell you what, when you see a team that quickly turn around, a lot of adjustments you can make, having that fresh in your mind, what player, really does what, figuring out the tactics, understanding where they're going to go to, what player, if you see that player number, you're going to go quickly on a double block to make sure that they don't get that chance to put a kill down. So, again, this should be a great matchup between these two teams, again, competing in a non-league game, but Yeah, as you mentioned, these two teams played a week ago. I'm seeing a lot of great play at the front of the net. We saw Horton get going in that later going against Pleasant Ridge. Becker and Hutchinson started to feel themselves pretty well as Smith. Moore Hill Mouse Academy. So good thing there is a net splitting both teams in the sport of volleyball because both rocking all-black uniforms.
Yeah,
that means number two. The only difference is on Horton, you got the blue strip down the sides and
well, white numeral.
And then you have the goldish, yellowish numeral and lettering for the Ravens of Moore Hill Mouse Academy. Again, Ravens 13-7. Horton, after the loss to Pea Ridge, they are 12-12. Defending Northeast Kansas League champions in the Horton Chargers. We'll hit it near side to far side here to start. Ravens in this opening set, match number two, they will hit it far side to near side. Again, Seth, Brandon, Crendon all with you. It's our second-to-last regular season Tuesday night volleyball action here on KNZA. Boy, we've done about five or six of these already. It goes by quickly.
Oh, yeah, it does. We're already halfway through the football season as well. I mean, I'm not sure if that's you getting really ready to get rid of me or if that's just how fast time flies.
Well, I've tried to get rid of you for the longest of times, yet you find your way back with the headset on.
We
appreciate it very much from all involved. Well, here we go. Final rotation, checked by the officials. The liberos for both, Ellis Sturton, a junior for Horton, the libero for Moore Hill Mouse Academy, a junior as well, and Megan Hunley.
So it's great that Horton's still here in high spirits after that difficult, probably frustrating loss against Pleasant Ridge. But again, you're seeing a lot of high spirits, seeing a lot of smiles. This is a team that's going to try to quickly bounce back after that loss.
Yeah, just looking at Horton. Played in tournaments at Nemaha Central and Hiawatha in the month of September. At Nemaha, they went 2-2, didn't make it out of pool play. Then more recently on September 20th, Hiawatha tournament Chargers went just 1-3 and did not make it out of the pool play around there. So here we go, match two, set one, first serve, Moore Hill and Horton. So on the side of Moore Hill, free ball sent across. Ellis Sturton now wanting to set it up. Good set, good spike. Well defended by Ziswani Miller and crew. And it bounced around a couple times in defense, leading to offense for the first Ravens point here in set one.
Yeah, Caitlin Fulton, the senior leader, going up for the single block and put it down for Moore Hill Mouse Academy. Now she's back behind the service line.
Ziswani Miller, Lucy Bradfield, part of that front line, along with Capri Kettner. You're going to hear her name a lot here tonight. And the Chargers trying to fight back. A double hit on the Ravens' back line. Point for Kirsten Smith. And we have gone a point apiece in the first two rallies and a 1-1 tie. Kirsten Smith solid in that second set against Pea Ridge. Chargers set to serve it near side to far side. A 1-1 tie here in this opening set. Second matchup. Ziswani Miller gets a tap. Sturton was there. And a free ball sent back across over by the Chargers. And the setup for the Ravens, not a good one by Lucy Bradfield, and it drops before getting back over. So the Chargers take a free point there, and they lead it 2-1.
Yeah, I've seen a lot better communication here on this Chargers side. I compare that game one against Pleasant Ridge. You got the freshman in the back row there, Tiffin Lancer, being able to quickly get to that ball and put it up in the air.
Now let's start with the serve, and she gets an ace. The Ravens back line let it go. They thought it was too long. It was not starting the ace, and 3-1 Chargers lead.
Yeah, Horton also didn't get their first ace until that second set against Pleasant Ridge. Both those aces were from Sturton.
She has been the most consistent server for the Chargers here tonight, no doubt about it. Ravens get it back across, won't defend it, but down it goes. And the point for Moore Hill Mouse Academy's Capri Kettner. All-league a season ago, multi-sport athlete. It's the Ravens within 3-2 here in this opening set. A serve from Megan Hunley, the libero in the white uniform top here for the Ravens. There's a setup, Cheyenne Cummins, not much behind the spike. Ravens ready to set up themselves, front right portion of the net. And the spike is put down by Kettner. Capri Kettner, the junior, back-to-back points for the Ravens, and now a 3-3 tie. Another serve for junior Megan Hunley. Swings the right arm through. Hit up into the air by Kirsten Smith. They go right back to her. Left-handed tap. It's swung up into the air by Kettner. Hunley chasing it down and gets it back into play for Caitlin Folsom, who sent it across. Now set up for the Chargers to spike. Boy, Hunley with a great dig to keep that one in play. Now Capri Kettner, another opportunity, and she buries it back middle row.
Nobody home for the Chargers D, and it's 4-3 in favor of Moore Hill.
Yeah, Keckner finding a nice donut in the defense. Tell you what, already on a hot start here is the junior back-to-back kill shot.
By far and away leading the Ravens in kills, coming into tonight's action, over 200 this season. Battle at the net, tipped across by Hutchinson. She gets it right back, puts it down, kicked into the air by Folsom. Can't do that. Chargers get the point, retake the lead at 4-3, or correction, 4-4 tie, beg your pardon.
Yeah, I mentioned that Smith really was able to find herself in that second set against Pleasant Ridge. She had three kills leading the team in that set. Fortunately, Horton still falling in that set, but Smith, seeing where she left off, two kills early already.
Cummins with the serve. Ravens want to set it up. Who else? Keckner delivers another kill. Boy, that is in. A great 1-2-3 combo here, and a couple points early. Capri Keckner finishing off another. It's 5-4, Moore Hill. Line change. Lucy Bradfield now back in and back to serve here for the Ravens. Again, 13 wins and 7 losses. They have won 5 of their 9 league tilts. These two already meeting in league play. Horton the victory earlier in the season. Here is the serve by Bradfield. Bumped up into the air by Sturton. Now set up for Ella Sturton. Back middle row, and she puts it down. Deflected off Libero's hands, and Megan Humley ricocheted back into the bleachers behind her. And a 5-5 tie back and forth we go.
I'll tell you what's awesome. You can get a kill as a Libero. You're behind the 10-foot line. Only where you can really go for a hit right now there. And great. Limitation by her up in the air and was able to hit across.
Kirsten Smith on the serve. Ravens hit it middle of the floor. Folsom with the set. And the underhand sent across by Phoebe Keckner. Now the Chargers. Ravens defended it well. Chargers get it back. Now it's up on top of the net. Tapped down by the Ravens front line. They get the point. Phoebe Keckner, part of that crew alongside Cora Twombly, can give maybe a half point per, and it's 6-5, Moore Hill. So we have alternated the last 5 points. Match 2-1, Ravens, the 6-5 lead here against the Chargers. And that's going to be a point. Scrambling after the serve for Moore Hill. Get it back across, and now it's a 7-5 Ravens lead.
That was an ace, but that was a really quality serve there from Keckner to get it across and to get the Chargers jumbled, see what she does here again.
Capri Keckner, middle of the floor, hits it over with the right hand. Bobby Becker gets a touch. They set it up here for Hutchinson, and he can't get it back across, but it's well defended again by that Ravens front line. Phoebe Keckner, the freshman, getting a hand on it. 8-5, Moore Hill, three strikes for them. And Keckner again. So you got Capri, got Phoebe, both on the floor. Capri with the serve, and she missed that one a little bit short. 8-6. Horton backs within 2. We'll get the serve back. Kara covers up back into the front lines for Horton. The serve coming from Cheyenne Hutchinson, the junior. Middle of the floor. Sends it back left. Put into the middle of the floor. Now Capri Keckner sets it up for Folsom. She didn't have to jump for it. She's pretty tall out there. Now behind covers up, taps across by Hutchinson. Diving effort by Humley, and now an underhand free ball. Can't get back over. Ravens struggling there. And it hits the turf. And now another point for the Chargers. Back-to-back for them. They're within 8-7.
And that was a nice hit that was put across right there from Horton. Cheyenne Hutchinson just palmed it right low part of the hand. Sent it on a nice dive over the net. Really hard to handle there on the Mar Hill side.
Ravens setting it up. After the serve, it's Phoebe Keckner. Hits it off the deflection. Covers up, pushing it across. Now Capri Keckner with the hit. Chargers reset. Covers up front middle. Taps it with the left. Trinity Hemp is in there. She got it back over for Moore Hill. And now leaning back and dropping one down. Not sure if Bobby Becker thought it was going to end up that way, but a point for the Chargers. Still shaking her head no, but they got the point. And now 3 consecutive Charger points as the opening set tied at 8 apiece.
They did a great job there, keeping it within the attendance as the shoe stretched out way long out of boundaries.
Trinity Hemp over to Capri Keckner. Now Folsom has to get it across. Good diving double team there to keep it in the air for the Chargers. And now that one blasted into the net by Becker. Now it's on the top of the net. And still batted up into the air. Kirsten Smith gets it back over for Horton. Unley, second hit, middle of the floor, back row. Capri Keckner the spike, and there to dig it up with Sturton. And now that hit from the back middle row by Cheyenne Hutchinson. Awkward left side off the right hand into the net. 9-8, Moore Hill.
Yeah, not the hit that she was hoping for there, but Ravens the point.
Back and forth we go. Kind of how we open things up with our first matchup tonight. Ultimately, Pleasant Ridge, the straight set victory. against this Horton Charger team, and a stoppage on that serve. And a violation on Moore Hill.
Yeah, I believe they got a fault against the server crossing over the serving line. Just something that you want to be cautious of. Again, you're always going to play in different courts, so you got to kind of get used to that service line where it's at.
So a 9-9 tie. Now a battle with the net. Hit off the hands of Capri Kechner and out of play, and that's going to give the Chargers a lead at 10-9. So Horton, they have scored 5 of the last 6 after being down 8-5 earlier. Here's the serve by Lanter, the freshman. Hunley to Capri. And Zaswani Miller got a crack at it, but awkward on the jump and even more awkward off the hitch. He sailed it long, and 11-9, the Charger lead. Another serve by Horton, and that one is way off target. Not even made it back over by Lanter, the freshman. 10-11, or I should say 11-10. One there back for the Ravens, within one. Coming in to serve now is Annabella Robles, the sophomore for the Ravens. So Robles lining up to her left, our right, behind the line. Bouncing it 3 times, throws it up into the left, or in the air with the left, and sends it across and got the kind touch. The ever so slight touch on the top of the net falls across for an 8.
Yeah, those are the best shots you can make from behind the service line where they just roll right over the tape. It's very hard to defend.
Another serve by Robles. We're tied 11-11 here in this opening set. Chance for Becker on the spike, and she delivers front right to back left. Capri Kechner couldn't get a right hand on it. 12-11.
And that's a terrific setup for Bobby Becker. And, well, she put it away as really best as you can put it away and just stagged her shot right down the line.
No team is led by more than 3 here in this opening set. And a near ace for Bobby Becker. And now Olsen and company scrambling. Ravens get it back across. Good opportunity here for Kirsten Smith. And now up against the Raptors and playing it well off the Raptors was Robles. And then Folsom got it back over. Chargers again set it up for Kirsten Smith. And she got a good look but hit it too long. 12 tie.
Great handling there on Mar Hill's side. Robles being able to have great focus. I mean, that ball hit the top of the light fixtures off the ceiling level. Man, just what a great job by this Ravens.
That was certain on the dig. Covers up with the spike. Kechner lets it go, and down it goes. They say it's in. Boy, just barely from our angle. Capri Kechner, last second, threw the hands away, and should have tried to keep it in because Horton gets the point. They're now leading 13-12. Back and forth we go. Starting again with the serve. Libero to Libero. Hunley now setting it up. Capri Kechner on the spike. And that one, I believe, is in there. Kind of lost it on the vision here. That back left corner, a 13-13 tie.
Yeah, Capri Kechner already 4 kills here against Horton. She's doing some great work up there up front. Just going to have to get a lot more blocking pressure up there if you're Horton.
Well, right-handed serve by the junior libero, Megan Hunley. Chargers set it up, pushing it back on the set for Cummins, but right to Hunley. Now Folsom pushing it across. Horton was certainly ready for that. And now Kirsten Smith making the Ravens scramble a little bit. Now Capri Kechner playing good defense at the net. Chargers settling it back. Kirsten Smith gets it over. Hunley a diving save, and then Folsom pushing it across. Here's Sturton over to Cummins. Her spike, Hunley there. Kind of awkward, Folsom. It hits the side rail and out of play. And ultimately, the Chargers are going to get that point.
Yeah, it can't hit the antenna. It's always going to be a free point for the other team. But again, it was more intentional. She was trying to go for a push inside, but unfortunately, just again, scraped that antenna.
But what if I'm trying to get the TV to work? Sometimes you got to adjust the antenna, you know? Maybe that's what they were trying to do. 14-13 our score. Good first set between the Ravens here and the Chargers. Here's a good set for Cummins, or correction, Cheyenne Hutchinson burying that one past the diving arms of Megan Hunley in a 15-13 Charger lead. And it will still be Cummins. She will serve. Beg your pardon. Not much behind it, but nearly got Capri Kechner to fall there. Kechner ultimately got it across. Here's a chance for Kirsten Smith, and she got it through the Ravens double team up front. 3 straight for the last 5. And a timeout on the floor. Chargers building now. 16-13 their lead here in set number 1. Match number 2 here tonight at Pea Ridge. A 30-second timeout. We're back right after this.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Set one, match two here at Pleasant Ridge tonight. Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Seth Tollefson here on KNCA. Well, right now, the road team on the scoreboard, that is the Horton Chargers, a 16-13 lead here in this opening set of match number two over Morehill Mounts Academy. After the timeout, Chargers with the serve. Ravens push it back over. I think they're going to stop play and say the Ravens, I think it's a lift call, sir.
Yeah, they're going to get the Ravens on a lift. And again, right after a timeout, that's a key factor right there. You want to clean up mistakes. Billy, I'm to a 4-point lead now if you're Horton.
Now the Chargers, five of the last six have gone their way, but Cheyenne Cummins on that serve airmailed it four rows deep into the bleachers behind the Ravens line. Ravens needed that. 17-14, they'll get the serve back down three. It will be Lucy Bradfield, the junior. Not a ton of seniors for either of these two main rosters. Cora Twombly, a senior. Also Caitlin Folsom for Moore Hill. Kara covers up the lone senior on this Charger team, who was a key contributor for the league championship team a year ago. Here's Folsom. Left side to Kettner, and down it goes for the Charger point. And the Chargers building 18-14 their lead. They have scored two of the last three since the Moore Hill timeout.
So anyway, there's a lot of young teams in the Northeast Kansas League this season, and these are two of them. And they got a bright future ahead for both these programs, especially Horton, and what they were able to do last year.
Trinity Hemp, a junior, into the back middle row for Ravens off the bench. Kirsten Smith, sophomore, here to serve it for the Chargers. Good pace. Hundley there to dig it out. Folsom with the set. Capri Kettner with the spike. Good defense on the back row by Adelaide Sturton. And now it's Ella Sturton on there to push it back over with the right hand. Capri Kettner getting a look. Now the Chargers set it up. There's the spike. Bobby Becker sent it too strong. Good opportunity, good look. Front left portion of the net, but Becker airmailed it, and it's 18-15. Ravens within three in this opening set of match two as Capri Kettner will serve it. Ella Sturton down to a knee, and then right to Folsom on the dig. Boy, Sturton set her up. And certainly, at least from up here, Folsom, one of the taller players out there, she popped that one down for an easy point, 18-16. The Ravens back to within two. Here's the set, middle of the floor, Cheyenne Hutchinson, and she put down a point easily there for the Chargers. 19-16, back in front by three. The Chargers certainly look like they got a little more pep in their step since that end portion of that second set against Pea Ridge earlier tonight. Trying to take this first one here. Chargers, middle of the floor, back line set for Becker. She puts it down, batted into the air. Hundley somehow from the back row scrambling, got it back over. Another chance for Becker, defended well by the Ravens. Battle at the net, still tips up into the air around the net. Chargers get it back, and finally Kirsten Smith gets it over. Hundley sets it up middle of the floor. Twombly, her hit, and nowhere to be found. She couldn't get it back over. Awkwardly hit off the hand of Cora Twombly, and it's 20-16 now, Horton by four. Largest lead for either side, and add to it, it's going to be an ace, Cheyenne Hutchinson. 21-16, KP, timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that's Horton's fourth total ace this entire triangular. Thornton, she has had the three aces. That's the first time that we've been able to see someone that's not certain Hutchinson that time. She had eight aces, eight kills before getting that ace. So, again, for her, she's just been doing such great work up front, finally getting to see some work there from behind the service line. Overall, Horton, cleaning the mistakes up from that first game against Pleasant Ridge, they are doing such a nice job right now of playing really all together as a team and getting proper stuff in their front row and then not getting as many attacking errors.
Back and forth early. Horton slowly building a lead, 16-13 at one point, then Moore Hill called a timeout. And Chargers have extended on that lead, forcing Ravens to call a second timeout here. 21-16 Chargers out of that TO, trying to win this opening set here against the Ravens. Back to serve is Cheyenne Hutchinson. Middle of the floor, swings the right arm through. A lot of heat. Hundley was there. Now middle of the floor, Folsom leaning away. Tap down by covers up. Folsom scrambling, a freebie back to the net. Got it back over. Now the Chargers back to covers up. Tipped into the air. Good job, Capri Kettner. Now Hundley to the back row where Capri sent it across. Not much behind it. Now covers up, gets a good look, and she puts it down. Garrett covers up. Nicely played. 22-16 Chargers.
Again, if you saw that rally, it was all Chargers. They were the ones to redeem the free balls onto their side. They're easy to handle in the backcourt and be able to get them up their outside hitters to make those big plays up front.
Raven scrambling a little bit. Folsom got a good look. Covers up with a nice block. Tapped it back up into the air. Now the Chargers leaning back. Becker gets it over to Hundley. Ravens now reset. Opportunity for Phoebe Kechner. She puts it down. Covers up, got a hand on it, and got it back over. I think she was just trying to get it back across and just found an opening between the lines, and it's 23-16. Right now, all Horton down the stretch in set one.
Yeah, she did a nice job hustling herself to the middle of the tape there and being able to leverage herself and get that kill.
That serve by Cheyenne Hutchinson goes too long, so it's 23-17 now. And the Ravens... Well, what happened here?
It looks like they took a point off and gave it to Horton.
So now it is what right now appears to be set point at 24-16. Not sure what the call was. Here we go. Chance for Horton to win it right here in this opening set, but they won't. Covers up mistimed her jump in that front right spike attempt. So now 24-17, KP.
Yeah, this is a real great chance for Horton to, again, put it away. All you have to do is handle the serve over here from Marhill and get it up there into your front row.
So set point here for the Chargers. And Ella Sturton back middle row can't quite get it back across. It's 24-18 now, back-to-back points for the Ravens. Again, they need a lot more to keep this thing moving. Horton trying to close this first set out, and they will on the service there. Miss hit by Phoebe Kechner, and that does it. 25-18, Morehill wins it. The Chargers of Horton win it. Beg your pardon there. 25-18, the final here in set one. 2-minute timeout. Second set action is coming your way next.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job. It's a tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball here on KNZA 103.9. You are dialed in. MSC Sports Radio Network, KP, Crinton Prophet, Brandon Tammons, Seth Tollison, part of the crew as well. Appreciate everyone's work here tonight, making the broadcast possible. Match number two, KP, we go to set two. Horton dominant down the stretch, beating Morehill in that opening set, 25-18.
Yeah, no, it was a great job overall by Horton. They finally, you know, really got going there in the later part of that stretch. Hutchinson, great going, four kills in that set, as well as an ace.
Smith found herself with three kills. Sturton found her third total ace of this triangular, her first ace in that set, as well as two kills. So, again, great overall job overall from Horton. They really contained Koechner, though. After that beginning, we saw Koechner get really going. Three Koechner from Mariel Mount Academy. She had maybe four kills for the first 10 points from Mariel, but then after that, well, she was pretty much quiet, and that's what you like to see from Horton, from that Horton side, is they were able to play well up front, get great blocks, and from that, they turned it into great set opportunities for their outside hitters. 25-18, Horton, the set one win against the Ravens. We switch sides of the floor. Ravens now will hit near side to far side. Chargers opposite end of the net. Far side to near side as we are about set for set number deuce. Seth KPBT with you. Here we go. Near side to far side hit. Chargers want to set it up for covers up. Tips into the air. Dezwani Miller keeping it alive. Capri Koechner, Folsom a touch. Ellis Certain back line keeping it alive here for Horton. Now Becker a touch. Hits off the top of the net. Battle at the net. Covers up getting it over. Now Capri pushing it back across. Ellis Certain resets. Chargers a chance here with Cummins, but nicely played by Hunley. And now Dezwani Miller just has to push it across here for the Ravens. Long, lengthy rally here to begin this second set. Capri Koechner, diving effort. Now Folsom puts it down, and Capri Koechner, a diving one-handed setup to Folsom, who earned a well hard-fought point for the Ravens here to kick things off in set two.
Yeah, that's a great start, and the start that you want here from Mar Hill. But we saw them. They got going early, but they kind of puttered out there in that second set. They'll try to go a little longer here.
Robles on the serves here early for the Ravens as Capri Koechner on a free ball back middle row, and somehow after a quick scramble, the Chargers get it back across with Kirsten Smith. Boy, I about spoke too soon, KP. The Ravens looked like they had that point. Kirsten Smith said, no thank you. I'm going to make a nice play to get it back across and earn the point to tie it at one.
Yeah, as you put it back in the deep corner too, and Mar Hill, they were all up front. They were all in that front row. They thought the point was theirs.
Here's Bobby Becker on the serve. Robles gets it into the air to Hunley. Now middle left. Not much to do with that except for Bradfield to get it back across. Now a chance here for Kirsten Smith. Here's Hunley. Capri from the back line. Diving effort off the tip by covers up. And we get a stoppage of play. JV ball comes rolling in. You hate to see it. We haven't seen it much tonight, knock on wood, but that was a nice rally going between the two, but has to come to a grinding halt. With the ball from the JV court scooping over, so we reset it at 1-1 here in set two. Folsom on the dig, Hunley the set, and again, Bradfield not much with it. She just gets it back across. They fake it to covers up. Here's Cummins on the spike. Hunley was there. Now they set it up middle of the floor. Bradfield the spike. Not much behind it. Now the Chargers reset. Here's the spike that's put down, and it's blocked by the Ravens front line. Lucy Bradfield leading that charge up front, and the Ravens now leading 2-1. Alternated the first three here in the second set. It's a must-win for Moore Hill. Chargers took home the first set 25-18. P. Ridge swept Horton in the opener tonight. We still got Ravens and Rams later on. And that one unable to be put back across by Kirsten Smith. So the Ravens a 3-1 advantage. Folsom on the serve. Certain hits it up to Lanter, and the spike by covers up is too long, and it's 4-1 Ravens. Three straight. As Folsom back to serve again, the one of just two key seniors on this Ravens roster won 27 matches a year ago. Kirsten Smith off the deflection. Lanter puts it in the air, hit across by Cummins. Now Folsom sets it up here. Bradfield to spike, diving for it. And getting a hand under it was Bobby Becker, but hit it in the wrong direction. And the Ravens continue this opening strong start in set two. Their lead is 5-1.
Well, Bradfield, tell you what, she stepped up a lot more here in the second set already. A block and a kill. She's doing a great job up front.
Another serve by Folsom. Here's the setup for covers up. Nicely defended by Capri Koechner on the side of the Chargers. And it's sent back across. That should be too long. It is. And the Ravens get another point. That was Cummins, the junior. Had a good look middle part of that front line, but just hit it too strong, and it's 6-1 Ravens. Chargers playing from behind early. Kirsten Smith gets it over. Folsom bats it into the air. Now pushed up and sent across on a free ball. Chargers reset. It's Cummins on the spike. Not much with it. Folsom was there. Now Robles puts it into the air, and that one is buried down by Capri Koechner.
And I think Horton needs a timeout. There's the call. 7-1 Ravens here to start set number two, and they need it after the Chargers won the opening set 25-18. We're back at 30 seconds here on KNZA.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the Horton timeout, Ravens in control early here in set number two. Our second matchup tonight here at Pleasant Ridge, a 7-1 Ravens lead as Holton sends the serve far side of the floor. Chargers again scrambling, but get it back across. Here's Hundley, middle of the floor to Keckner. Her spike hits the top of the net, barely crept over. Right back to Folsom it goes. Chargers again now on the defensive side, and they can't get a stop. Another kill for the Ravens and Capri Keckner.
Yeah, just like that first set, Marhill Mount Academy looking unstoppable early, but this time a little more reinforced here. A lot of great moves here from Keckner, Folsom, Redfield up front.
Kirsten Smith on the dig. They go right back to Kirsten. Her spike is batted down. Probably should have let it go. Talking about Hundley on the back line, but the Chargers get a much-needed point. They're now down 6-8-2. Covers up on the serve, far side to near side, and that one too long. 9-2 Ravens. They get the serve back.
Hey, you don't need all those points all back at once. Here, the main goal for Horton is just kind of working slowly, 2, 3, 4, kind of at a time here. Don't go for those huge, huge chunks.
That's what we saw the Chargers do in that second set against P. Ridge, but ultimately the Rams came back and won it themselves late. Ravens want to set it up for Capri Keckner. She leans back on it, and Ella Sturton was there. Now Kirsten Smith, a little love tap across, not much to it. Capri Keckner back to the net, gets it back over. Chargers, again, on the attack. Hutchinson pushing it, but right to Hundley, who gets it back up into the air. Now Folsom, Capri Keckner on the spike. That is well done. Ravens in control, 10-2. They lead it.
Yeah, Keckner already 7 kills here against the Chargers. She's just doing such a great job staying aggressive up front right now, and that's what Marhill needs.
I would put Folsom and Capri Keckner as good of a 1-2 combo in this league, in this sport. Chargers trying to rally here. That's a good start. They get a big kill shot from Cheyenne Hutchinson. As clean of a kill as they have had here in the second set, or really in the second match. It is now a 10-3 Morehill lead. Horton now will serve it. Adelaide Sturton, a sophomore, stands middle. Now works it a little bit more to her right. Sends it back middle row. Hundley there. Folsom sets. Capri spike. Defended well. And the point for the Chargers, thanks to the defense by Cheyenne Hutchinson. Back-to-back points for Horton. They're within 10-4. Another serve here coming. Hits the top of the net barely. Capri Keckner there. They fake it to her. Instead, the spike is put down by Phoebe Keckner. They fake to Capri. Phoebe on the back end puts it down 11-4.
I'll tell you what, Phoebe's doing a lot of great work setting up big hits for her teammates right there. She had the opportunity, the freshman, coming away with a big kill shot.
The Ravens and jumped out to a 7-1 lead. Now 11-4 here in set number two. Serve sent across by Bradfield. Now the Chargers fake it back middle row, and they tried to catch that Ravens front off guard, but the hit from the back middle line, too strong by Ella Sturton. So another point for Morehill. Their lead is 12-4. Ravens send it across. Bradfield, Chargers set it up. Passed over by Hutchinson. Good job by the Ravens here on the defensive line, and they let one go, and the Chargers get the point.
That's the first kill of the game, and really of the night here for the freshman Tiffin Lanzer from Horton.
12-5 Morehill here in set two. Chargers won the opening set against the Ravens, 25-18. P. Ridge swept Horton in our first matchup tonight. We still got Ravens and Rams in the nightcap. Here's Capri Keckner on a tap across that she couldn't get it over. Went finesse. And needed a little more behind the finesse. 12-6. Back-to-back points for the Chargers. They've scored four of the last six. Trinity Hemp with a nice dig, and now a little two-handed shove by Phoebe Keckner. Chargers now a good look, and it hits the top of the net, and we get a stoppage of play and a point for the Ravens. Did you see the call, KP?
Yeah, too many hits.
Okay, one too many. 13-6 Ravens. Here in set number deuce. Free Keckner the serve. Chargers hit it high in the air, but it goes the wrong way, and somehow nearly almost got the point, but Ravens pushing on one try. Here's the tap down by Hutchinson. Battle with the net, batted into the air by Twombly, another whistle. And another stoppage of play. And it appears that violation against Moore Hill.
Yeah, I think it was a net fault. That game got called against Moore Hill. It's not a clear sign right now. It's being communicated by the official to the coach. Not a whole lot of agreement there on the near side.
Moore Hill coach, Sarah Knoll, just getting the explanation. And she got it. Serve coming from the libero for Horton Ellis Sturton. 13-7 Moore Hill here in set two.
Well, the officials, yeah, they're still conversating the net fault here.
Well, we saw a lengthy delay in that first matchup. Now again, the officials are going to huddle up. So we get another pause in the action here. Again, thanks to Seth, KP, BT with you. You mentioned earlier, we're going into week five of high school football. We have officially hit the second half of the regular season on that front. Volleyball, we just got a couple weeks really left in the regular season here. These fall sports, they go by quick, and after the break, a serve by the Chargers, and Ellis Sturton is too long. And a double up now for Moore Hill. Their lead is 14-7, and what is a must-win set two for them. Here's the freshman, Phoebe Keckner, to serve. She'll send it back, and the Chargers set, and the spike is blocked and put down by Folsom. Good defense on that front line. Cora Twombly was there as well for the Ravens front. And it's 15-7. Ravens just slowly building here. Chargers covers up off the net, deflects out of play, and a point again for the Ravens. So the Chargers, I don't want to say night and day difference in regards to how things are looking for them, but they were much more sharp in that opening set than they are right now. They're digging themselves into a hole the later we go into this one.
Well, a lot of that is just aggressiveness up at the front of the net. Moore Hill Mount Academy has really shifted their entire tone from set number one.
Another Phoebe Keckner serve. Chargers on a third try. Becker just has to push it across. Now it's going to pinball across a couple of Ravens. Trinity Hemp and Capri Keckner both kind of charged at it middle of the floor, and it just pinballed between them, and it hits the floor. 16-8. Horton gets one back, but still a lot of work to be done. As the serve now coming from the freshman and Lanter. Hundley on the dig. Keckner with the setup. Folsom the spike. Covers up the block. Now the Chargers have it. And a tough setup there. And a good job by Bobby Becker to get it across. And a stoppage in the action. They will reset.
Yeah, JV's warming up for their next game on the other side of the court. So you're going to see not just one ball get in play here, but maybe a couple.
Lanter on the serve after the reset. Folsom gets a look. Boy, and she just mistimed the jump on the spike front middle. She taps the shoulder, says my bad. And the Chargers back-to-back points. They're within 16-9 here. Lanter again, another serve. Here's Capri on the setup. And the spike by Deswani Miller deflects off the hands of Becker and out of play. And another stoppage here, but that point went to the Ravens. The Chargers were there defensively, but didn't get the deflection they were hoping for. So 17-9 now, Ravens. Set two. Here is Ellis Sturton. Gets it down and up against the net, and the point there for Bobby Becker. Deswani Miller nearly had a reach-out, desperate attempt to get it back across, but could not do so. It's 17-10. Classic football score here in set two. Robles on the dig. Here's Miller on the spike, and she goes into the net with it. 17-11. Chargers just hanging around here in this second set. Ravens need it. Force the winner to take all set three, but the Chargers have scored four of the last five. Robles on the dig. Capri Koechner with the set and pushed across with two hands by Folsom. And now Kirsten Smith gets a crack at it. Hundley now diving. It goes into, and that went behind the pole. It was a near incredible save by Capri Koechner, but again, just on the wrong side of the pole, and it's 17-12.
Yeah, that was a great recognition there on the line. Judge seated. That's a really close call right there, but man, that's a great play there from Horton.
At one point, it was 13-4 in favor of the Ravens. Right now, it's 17-12 Ravens here in set two, and that serve goes right into the net by Bobby Becker. So when you're trying to rally, can't have the unforced errors. It's now 18-12. Ravens get the serve back with the lead. Now it's Caitlin Folsom, middle of the floor. Sturton sets it up, covers up, got beat on that one, but the Chargers regather it. Now Ella Sturton from the back middle, libero to libero. Hundley sets it up now. Capri Koechner leaning back, bumped into the air by Becker. Now Sturton pushing it to the front, and Kirsten Smith able to get it down between two bodies. Kind of an awkward push across there by Kirsten Smith, but it lands for the Charger point, and it's 18-13, Moore Hill in a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Smith's got herself a lot more involved here in the second set against Moore Hill Mount Academy. She's got three kills. Like she said, she's got a kill and a block. So, again, here for Horton, it's about being aggressive. They're at one point down, 12-4, same situation in set number two against Pleasant Ridge, but unfortunately they weren't able to make that comeback despite being inside 23 all at one point. And this is a set that might shape up a similar way. All Horton has to do is continue to execute on their side of the floor.
It's just been in waves with the Chargers. We have seen the absolute best when they can put it together, and we have seen stretches where they, I'm sure, would like to have back. And that's the thing about this sport. It's waves. It's up and down. It's games of runs. Right now, the run for Horton, four of the last five they have scored, and six of the last eight. And we're down 13-4 and then 16-7 at one point, but now the Ravens' lead is 18-13 out of the timeout, and covers up, airmails the serve, and gives a free point to the Ravens. So after that timeout, not what Horton was looking for.
Yeah, and Horton's had three service errors in this set number two against Marty Bell Academy. It's just something that you don't want to have when you're trying to make a comeback.
Hundley on the serve. Ravens again needing this one to force the third set. Off the top of the net. Bradfield gets it in the air. And Phoebe Koechner on a third try. Just getting it back over. Found an opening. Ella Sturton a little frustrated throwing that ball back under the net. Libero to libero, but now 20-13. Another serve by Megan Hundley. Chargers. So they got one more push in them. It hits at the net. Now the Chargers push it across with Lanter. Now Robles gets it high into the air. Capri Koechner gets a look and fought it through that defense, and down it went. Ravens inching a little bit closer to a third set. 21-13 their lead. Hundley again on the serve. Cheyenne Hutchinson gets it back, gets it over. Robles a nice dig over to Folsom. Free Koechner, casual with the third try across. Now the Chargers want it set up here for Cummins, and Folsom got her hands on it to keep it alive. Ravens, third try, got to get it over. They do. Ella Sturton hits it front of the net. Good opportunity for Kirsten Smith. Hits a couple of times off the net. Free Koechner got a good look to get it back across. Another chance for Kirsten Smith, but runs into her own teammate, and Hutchinson, not a big-time collision, but enough to kind of confuse things there. And ultimately, the Ravens get the point. 22-13, they lead.
Hey, well, in all those longer rallies, Horton, they've ended them in their own means, and that's just something you don't want to see.
Now leaning back, and that is an awkward hit that goes nowhere from Bobby Becker. Visibly frustrated, the Chargers are right now as the Ravens trying to secure a set-two win. It is 23-13. The Chargers won the opening set 25-18. Moore Hill, they have been in control here for the majority of set number two and trying to put it away here. Chargers get it over. Folsom high into the air. They go back to the front right to Phoebe Koechner, not much behind the spike. Now Kirsten Smith gets a chance. Hunley is there. Now Folsom leaning back Capri, but she goes into the net. Point for the Chargers, 23-14 is the advantage for the Ravens. Well, here's your chance, Thornton. Got to go on a run now. Adelaide Sturton, the sophomore, will serve. Starts a little more to her left, works it back middle of the floor, sends it across, line drive to Capri Koechner. Folsom taps it over, Chargers ready for it. Ella Sturton to Kirsten Smith. Hunley was there. Ravens another opportunity. And it's put down. Point Lucy Bradfield. Put it in the back right corner. Chargers not ready for it. Now set point here for Moore Hill Mouth Academy. It is 24-14. A chance to end it here and get to a third set. Serves and across by Bradfield. Horton's got to go on a massive run here. Hutchinson gets it over and sent back across by Twombly. Chargers have it. Middle of the floor, Hutchinson to Folsom. Ravens settling, getting it to Capri Koechner. But Ella Sturton was there, back middle row. And now that one is launched over and out of play. And Bobby Becker, frustrated, it goes long, and that ends it. 25-14, Moore Hill Mount Academy. So we'll go to a third and final set here between these two. Again, set one went to Horton. 25-18, the Ravens respond in set two. 25-14. Winner take all, set number three, coming your way. 2 minutes to timeout here on KNZA.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school volleyball continues on KNZA. Crinan Prophet, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tabman. Match two going to a third set, KP. Horton in set one over Moore Hill, 25-18. All Ravens down the stretch in set two, 25-14. Winner take all, set three on deck.
Yeah, Moore Hill Mount Academy, they just played more aggressively. I mean, that's pretty much the simple as put there. So that's set number two, just upfront effort, great work. Bradfield had two kills and a block. Koechner had four kills in that set. Folsom had a block and a kill. It's Folsom's prison up there, by the way. She's got three blocks. She has really guarded that upfront line very well. And also Phoebe Koechner, she also had two kills in that set as well for Moore Hill. So, again, a lot of that varied scoring, but also at the same time for Moore Hill Mount Academy, just playing the upfront net just so much more aggressively right now.
So getting the lineup set to start the third and final set here in match two. We've still got one more to follow. It'll be Ravens and Rams in the final matchup here this evening. But One more set to determine the match two winner. Chargers losing to the Rams in straight sets earlier tonight, trying to salvage a 500 evening. Ravens, on the other hand, trying to knock off the Chargers here after an impressive set number two. Here we go. Final set, match two here at Pea Ridge tonight. Ravens have to get it over. Ellis Sturton hits it high into the air. Ravens now on the defensive attack, and they don't have to do much. It's missed hit by Ellis Sturton. Went away from the line where it needed to be, and the Ravens jump out to the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, and here early, you also got Folsom behind the service line. He had a really nice scoring stretch for the Ravens last time up.
Folsom on the serve. Ravens got the first point here in this final set. Kirsten Smith got a chance and got it over the hand of Folsom and into the back corner for the first Charger point here in set number three. The Ravens scored the first point in all three of the sets in this matchup. Chargers, though, 25-18 in set one. Ravens 25-14 in set number two. And that Ellis Sturton serve goes into the net, and that gives the Ravens a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, that marked six service errors in this matchup here against Mar Hill for Horton.
Megan Hundley on the serve, near side to far side. Smith, they fake it to her, pushed across by Hutchinson. Now Hundley chasing back to the net, got into the first row of the fans and kept it in play. Now the Chargers reset with Hutchinson. Good defense there by Bradfield and a stoppage of play. And I think an extra hit for the Chargers gives the Ravens a 3-1 lead. Similar start of the Ravens as they had in set number two, which ultimately was a win for them. Chargers battle with the net, tapped down by Capri Kettner. A missed hit by the Chargers, setting it up for the Ravens on the front line. A 4-1 lead here for Moore Hill. Good start for the Ravens here in this winner take all set number three. Megan Hundley, junior libero, again spinning in the right, lifts it above the right shoulder, swings the right arm through. Kirsten Smith. And now Hutchinson the spike. Capri Kettner there for the dig. Folsom back to Kettner. The set wasn't great. She put down a good spike. And the Chargers played it well. Kirsten Smith gets it back. Folsom on the dig. Ravens just push it back over. Now the Chargers, Sturton, left side to Cummins. Her spike is down. Folsom couldn't get there in time, leaning to her left on the back row, and it's 4-2. Not like the Chargers desperately needed to get a point before the Ravens went on much more of a run.
And, by the way, shout out to Cummins. That's her first kill and point this entire night, the triangular. First time getting herself in this game as she hits the bench.
Chargers on the serve, trailing 4-2 here in this final set. Folsom sets it up for Bradfield, and she got it through the defense of the Chargers' front line. Kirsten Smith, Cheyenne Hutchinson, they were set up for it. But right between them it went, and down for the Ravens' point to make it 5-2, Moore Hill.
Yeah, just being aggressive up front, going right through the blockers. It's the best way to get points.
Another serve for Bradfield. Chargers with Ellis Sturton. Set it up for Kirsten Smith. Her spike right to Hundley, back middle row. Now leaning back, Twombly taps it down, and it found an opening past the hands of Hutchinson. Ravens in control early. 6-2 their lead in this final set.
And that's Twombly's first kill. Again, nice little tap across. Went off the hand of the Horton player. Good job.
Bradfield, another serve. Sturton kept it from being an ace, and then Kirsten Smith able to dance it on top of the net and just trickle it over for the Charger point. Twombly went diving for it. Great effort. Couldn't get it back into the air. 6-3 our score. Chargers down 3 with the serve. It'll be Kirsten Smith doing the serving duties right now. She sends it across, and Trinity Hemp kept it from being an ace. It's batted around a couple times, and Capri Kettner's third try unavailable. And a 6-4 Horton deficit. First time they have scored back-to-back points here in this final set. Another serve by Smith. Right to Capri Kettner. Leans her back a little bit. Now they go to the back row. And Capri's spike is dug up. And I think that one is out. It is. That'll be a point for Moore Hill. Impressive setup and hit by Capri Kettner from the back row. And the dig opportunity by Becker just couldn't keep it between the lines. And now the serve is in there by Capri Kettner. She can't quite believe it. Last second, Ellis Sturton pulled the hands back. She shouldn't have done that. And it's just tough to judge those sometimes. But right now, 8-4, the Ravens lead. Another serve coming for Capri Kettner. Took a little bit off and should have put more on it. lands short, and an error makes it an 8-5 Ravens lead. Cheyenne Hutchinson to serve, sends it to the back row. Trinity Hemp up to Capri, and then it's tapped across by Phoebe, and she puts it down in front of the diving hands of Kirsten Smith.
Yeah, sometimes it's all it takes, a little finesse tap right there. Phoebe, she showed it out well, just nice little run up there and taps it across.
9-5 Ravens here, third set. Horton 25-18 in set one. Moore Hill 25-14 in set two. Right now Ravens 9-5 in set three. Chargers with a miss hit there. Ella Sturton. Just from that back right part where she was standing, and it just sailed off to the right. She pushed it. 10-5, a double up here for Moore Hill. Another send across by Phoebe Kechner. They get a tap down there. Capri's dive on the Bobby Becker tap, not quite there. 10-6, Horton back to within four. As the Ravens leading it by four, 10-6, sub in Hundley, the libero, back in on that back line for the Ravens. Natalie Sturton out. Kara covers up, back in on the front line here for Horton. Chargers serving down four, 10-6. Final set, match two here tonight. So got the Ravens and Rams coming up after this one. Capri to Hundley, and Capri's spike is too long and too left. Sailing past the Charger bench, back-to-back points for Horton. They're within 10-7.
Yeah, take a diagonal spike, a foot behind the 10-foot line. Very hard to make work. And again, as you mentioned, it's too far left.
Another serve here for Lanter, the freshman. Capri sets it up for Folsom. Another great dig by Ella Sturton. She gets it right back and sends it over to Hundley. Hundley gets it over to Capri. Now Zizwani Miller just completely whipped the spike and got nothing but air.
Yeah, that's when you get a nice 75-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle, and you're really thinking you're going to get a big hit off of it, and that's the big whiff, unfortunately.
Trinity Hemp back to Zizwani Miller, who just has to send it over back to the net. Chargers to covers up. Good defense by Folsom. Now the Chargers' defense scrambling a little bit, but they're able to get it back across, but past the line and out of play for the Raven point. So that stops the run of three straight for the Chargers. Ravens by three, 11-8, third set. Twombly's out. Robles in to serve here for the Ravens. And Trinity Hemp set to check out as well as Lucy Bradfield is back in on the front line. Along with Folsom and Capri Kechner. Zizwani Miller as well. Chargers want to set it up. Back middle, Ella Sturton. And she goes into the net, telling her teammate, don't get that one to me. I don't think that was the setup there. 12-8. Ravens by four. Another serve here for Moore Hill Mouth Academy. Ella Sturton sets it up. Now the slam by Cummins, defended well. Capri over to Folsom. Her spike is down or out. I think they say it's out. Charger point. It's close. A little bit of pause there until that call was made, but it's 12-9. Moore Hill up three. Chargers with the serve.
Yeah, I'll say what Sturton's right. You know, a lot of those setups need to go up the up front row here for Horton if they want to get going.
Zizwani Miller on a two-handed tapper. Now she gets it off the deflection and airmailed it into the fourth row. Chargers might have caught a break there. Zizwani Miller had a great look to put one down. Couldn't do so, and now all of a sudden Horton's within two at 12-10. Bobby Becker, another serve. Hundley on the dig. Capri Kechner, the set. Middle of the floor. Folsom spike. Batting around it. Down it goes for the Raven point. Capri Kechner to Caitlin Folsom. 13-10. Ravens by a three. Folsom, another serve. Good line drive to Kirsten Smith. Awkward off the hands. Covers up, pushing it over. Folsom had a tough touch and it went behind her in the wrong direction, and the Chargers get one back at 13-11. Back and forth we go here in this final set. Chargers 25-18 in set one. Ravens 25-14 in set two. Here's Bradfield to Folsom. Capri leaning to her left, just pushing it back over with two hands. Now a chance for Kirsten Smith, but Hundley down to a knee to pick it up. Capri Kechner, another look, and it deflects off the hands of Becker and sails out of play. Nice strong kill there. Ravens get the point. 14-11, they lead.
So it was a great kill by Kichter, but I'd like to give a shout out to the libero and Hundley. He handled that heat really well to set that up for the front row to get that chance to Kichter.
Ravens by three. Got the serve. Chargers push it front. There's the Hutchinson spike, and she got it to go. Back right corner. Cheyenne Hutchinson, the junior, gets Horton within 14-12. And we have alternated the last 6 points between these two.
Yeah, and Horton caught Mario kind of lacking here in the back row, only the Libero playing that back line, and Hundley just knew she wasn't going to be able to get to it.
Adelaide Sturton, the sophomore, serving for Horton. They're down two here in this third set. They want to set it up for Bradfield. Got it through that Charger defense, but it actually landed on the Ravens side for the defense. The Chargers coming through there. Leading that charge, Kirsten Smith, and Horton within one at 14-13. And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a tight 30. 14-13, final set between Horton and Moore Hill. Back after this here on KNCA.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Longside Kerner Prophet, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tamman with you. Final set in our second match here at Pleasant Ridge. It's been a good one here in this third set, and the Ravens add to their one-point lead with the kill by Capri Kettner out of the timeout. 15-13 Ravens.
So what, Kettner's done such a great job. She's had 4 points each set, four kills through set one and two. But then a block and ace and two skills here in set three. She's just found a way to get it done in all fronts.
Well, the Chargers again winning the first set. The Ravens 25-14 in set two. And now they get a point with defense. Twombly and Bradfield leading that charge up front. Or correction, that was Phoebe Kechner along with Twombly. 16-13 defense leading to offense. Back-to-back points for the Ravens out of the timeout. Bradfield on the serve. Chargers middle front. Tapped up to Hundley, and Twombly able to get it back over, back to the net. Chargers again set it up. Kirsten Smith on the tap, batted around a couple times. Capri Kechner, a diving one-handed stab to get it back over, and now she has to get another one in the air. Gets it right back from her teammate and gets it back across, and that one should land inside the line, or did it? Nope, Chargers get the point. Spoke too soon. Boy, that would have been a well-earned point for the Ravens if that one was inside the line. It was not. 16-14, Ravens by two.
Man, you love to see that hustle there by Kechner. She was just flying all over the court there as the Ravens.
Trinity Hint back in, middle back of that Ravens defense. Here's Capri Kechner working one up, and she sent one too strong. Calling for a deflection, it was not. And the Chargers back-to-back points, they're within one. 16-15 here in set three. Served by Kirsten Smith. A good one. Hundley played it well to Folsom. Now right side to Phoebe Kechner. Bouncing off the top of the net. Now Capri got a stab at it. Hit high into the air on the Chargers side. Now it's sent back over by Bobby Becker. And it lands down and a point for the Chargers. Mishandled by Cora Twombly up front. And don't look now, KP. A 16-16 tie here in the final set.
Yeah, Mar Hill needs to limit the mistakes here in the latter half of this set.
Capri Kechner on the dig, wanting to get it back from Folsom. Kind of a tough angle, but she found an opening. Now, it looked like at first the salvage of just getting a third hit over was all they were looking for, but Chargers kind of in scramble mode there, but 17-16, Ravens back in front by one. Capri Kechner with the serve. Couple low dribbles below the knees and sends the serve across. Final set, 17-16 Ravens. Twombly, now Capri, just pushing it across. Chargers reset. They want the Becker spike, and it's defended well by the Ravens again up front. Ravens, 18-16, back-to-back points.
Huge chance to try to put things away here. Capri Kechner behind that line now.
Little bit of a groove going, back-to-back points with her serving. Becker gets it into the air. They push it back for Hutchinson. Hundley there off the deflection by Folsom. Now they go back to Folsom. Capri with the setup. But the Chargers played it well. And Twombly deflected, pushed back across by Capri Kechner. Chance for Bobby Becker. Spike, Capri dig. Over to Folsom, underhands it across. Good rally here. 18-16 in this final set. There's a spike and kill for Cheyenne Hutchinson. Chargers earning that one for sure. They're within one, 18-17. Horton, a set one winner, 25-18. Ravens bounce back, 25-14 in set two. Now it is 18-17 Ravens. Make it 19-17 Ravens as that serve is into the net by Horton.
Yeah, it's Horton's seventh service error against Mar Hill in this match. Just something you want to have to clean up.
19-17 Ravens. Final set, the freshman, TB Kettner on the serve. Bumped up into the air by Sturt. Now covers up, two-handed push. Folsom got a hand on it. Twombly off the second hit, couldn't get there. And down it goes for the Charger point. 19-18 now. Chargers trailing by one. Back and forth we go in set number three. Cheyenne Cummins back in on the front line for Horton. As Lanter, the freshman, the serve here, and it goes into the net. There's a freshman aspect coming out there. Big opportunity, but a free point for Moore Hill, and their lead is 20-18.
That's the third service error of the set. And I'll tell you what, those service errors, they've come at some pretty unfortunate times here for Horton. That's just kind of followed the momentum out of control on their side.
So the Ravens on the serve with a 20-18 set three lead. Covers it up, can't get a hand on it, and it's an ace for Robles. And a dance to boot in the circle. And a timeout on the floor. Horton will take it down 21-18 to the Ravens in set three. We'll take it side 30. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's break it down for you. Set three, match two. Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tammons, Seth Tollison, Moore Hill Mouth Academy 21, Horton 18. Here we go out of the timeout. The Chargers have one late push. That's a great start. Easy kill for Bobby Becker. That is well played. 21-19, Chargers to serve. Back to within two here late.
And that's exactly how you come out of this timeout here, Horton. Be aggressive. Get aggressive. It is the name to the game here. Bobby Becker, great job working up front. Now she's behind the service line. A chance to get her team in motion. Three service errors, though, from Horton in this set. See if she can get it over.
21-19 Ravens. Hunley accepts the serve. Now Folsom gets a look. Covers up with the tip. Chargers on that back row. They're settling. They get it back over, but it's hit too long by Bobby Becker from the back line. It just looked like she was trying to keep it in play, and it came awkward off the right hand, and it's 22-19 Ravens. Chance to end this thing here. Can the Ravens rally? They lost the first set, but trying to win it in three, but right there, batting around off the hands of Robles, Hundley, and Capri Kechner, all on the back line. Point for the Chargers, it's 22-20. Chargers down two, late set three. Here's the serve by Ellis Sturton. Robles to Folsom. Pass to Swati Miller, and it's defended well. Front line by Cheyenne Hutchinson, and the Chargers within one at 22-21. Your hat. There's a few scattered out there, even you. Wearing a Miami Dolphins hat, I don't know why, but you know,
point that back down.
There you go. Ellis Sturton on the serve. 22-21 Ravens. And the Chargers a little momentum, and they have tied it up off the miss hit by Capri Kechner. Three straight for Horton. 22-22 tie, and a timeout on the floor. Ravens want to talk it over. We'll keep it right here. Match two, set three, KP. Yeah, Horton, who pretty much controlled the pace in set one, beat the Ravens 25-18, and then Moore Hill had a little more pep in the step in set two. They'd go on to win it 25-14, but it has been as even of a set between these two as we have seen tonight, and rightfully so. This match between these two coming down in this third set out of the timeout, we're deadlocked at 22-all.
Well, I think on both sides, in this last part, we're going to come down to who's going to be the one that steps up. Mario Matt Academy, protector, she's been the one that's really done most of the work here tonight for the Ravens. On the Horton side, it's been Hutchinson. So, you know, if this game comes out on top of Horton, I think Hutchinson makes some big plays up front.
Ella Sturton, the serve, 22-22 tie here in set three. Ravens set it up. Capri Kettner for Folsom. She puts it down. Clean as can be. Folsom the assist. Capri Kettner the kill. 23-22 Ravens.
And I just mentioned who's going to be the one that steps up here between the two captains of the team of tonight. And Kettner, big kill there to get the one-point lead.
23-22 Ravens, final set. Hundley gets the serve over. Becker gets it in the air. Sturton, middle of the floor. And Hutchinson just has to get it across. Robles, they want to do it again. The 1-2 combo off the deflection from Folsom to Capri Kettner. And deflects off the front line. I believe it was Cummins who got a hand on it. And right now it is match point, 24-22, and a timeout on the floor. Once again, we'll keep it right here. 22-22 before that timeout, or that previous timeout, KP and Moore Hill, two emphatic points by Capri Kettner, and they are 1 point away from victory.
Well, as I just mentioned, you're at a point in the game where you give the ball to, you're arguing your best player tonight, who's been the hottest, and Kettner on Moore Hill's side, you mentioned Hutchinson had a hit chance, and again, that's exactly what I said. Kettner's going to either have to put away from Moore Hill, or Hutchinson's going to have to work to put away from Horton. You can try to get someone else in there, go for it, but right now, it looks like Kettner is the one to put the seal on this game as of right now.
Pleasant Ridge swept Horton in the first match tonight, 25-12, 25-23. Match two is down the wire, down to the wire. Horton, 25-18 in set one. Moore Hill, 25-14 in set two. But right now, after the timeout, Moore Hill, match point, 24-22. They lead. They have the serve. Hundley will do it. He sends it across. Becker gets it in the air. Chargers need this point. There's the spike. Folsom a dig. Robles got a hand on it. Now it's pushed back across by... That's B.B. Kettner. Chance four coming, but Folsom is there. Ravens point will win them the match right here. Good rally. Chargers get it back. They want to set it up. Kirsten Smith took it off the deflection. Pumped into the air by Becker. They get it back across. Robles, Folsom, Capri, spike into the air. Nicely done by Becker. Battle is net. Ravens hit it across. Now batted up into the air once again and on the side of the Ravens for Robles. Big time point here. Capri Kettner on the spike off the deflection, and down it goes for the Ravens point and the Ravens victory. A 22-22 tie. Ravens rattle off the final three, and they rally to win this thing in three sets against the Horton Chargers, 25-22, the set three final. Again, the final in this one. It is Moore Hill Mount Academy over the Horton Chargers. 18-25, 25-14, and 25-22. A quick timeout. We'll recap it. Set for the final matchup. Ravens and Rams on deck. Don't go anywhere. High school volleyball here on KMZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our eight convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
At Homelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Homelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Homelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Homelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back for a quick check before we take a in-between match break here at Key Ridge High School alongside the Prophet Brandon Sadman, Seth Tollefson in studio. Boy, that second matchup went down to the wire, but Morehill, after dropping the opening set against the Chargers, of Horton 25-18, the Ravens take control. They win it in three sets, 25-14, 25-22. Capri Kettner, a big reason why.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a shocking night for Horton. They came in 8-1 against Horton's Kansas League teams, and this wasn't far league play. But, again, I mean, they got taken down by two teams they'd already beat this year. Again, you mentioned they got beat by Pleasant Ridge. Here they get beat in three sets against Marhill Mount Academy. Marhill Ravens finished with 24 kills, 3 aces, and 4 blocks. And Horton while only committing one service there that I mentioned there. Capri Kettner, she's going to be the one who puts the steal in the game for Marhill. And what does she does? What does she do? She, well, does just that. She puts the steal in it. She finished with 13 total kills, 1 block, and an ace against the Chargers. It's a great night for her overall. Just so much great work there from the Marhill Mount Academy side.
The Ravens rally. They win it. So we got the battle of 1-0 teams here tonight in the nightcap. Pleasant Ridge Rams and the Morehill Mount Academy Ravens. Got about an 8 or so minute break. Call it 7 or 8 minutes. We'll come back. Seth will take care of you here in the KMZA studios, and then we'll get you set for that final matchup between the Rams and the Ravens. In our second matchup, it was Morehill Mount Academy 18-25, 25-14, and 25-22. Don't go anywhere. Back in about 7 or 8 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's High School Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.